Early voting started yesterday in Georgia. Voter turnout set a new record, more than 320,000 cast ballots on opening day. That's more than double the record set back in 2020 at 136,000. By the end of the week, voters across 10 states will be casting their early votes. Here in Oregon, where we have the convenience to vote by mail, we have another issue at stake in this election, Measure 117, also known as ranked choice voting. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. You can join the conversation by sending your comments or questions to jx@jeffnet.org. On a previous episode, on October 9th, my guests on the JX were Flavia Franco, an Ashland climate activist, and Blair Beaubier, senior policy advisor for Oregon Ranked Choice Voting. Both advocated strongly in favor of Measure 117. Today, my guests are Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker and Sarah Wolk, Executive Director of the Equal Vote Coalition. They both have legitimate concerns about Measure 117. Welcome to the JX, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
And welcome to you also, Sarah.
Good to be here.
Well, Chris, let's start by getting to know you first. Tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and how and why you ran for county clerk.
Well, thank you, and good morning to the listeners out there. I was hired back in 1995, entry level, into the county clerk's elections office by solely the need. I had a young child, and I wanted to put a roof over our heads and food on the table. 13 years later, I was appointed county clerk after the retirement of Kathy Beckett, our longtime county clerk that served the citizens well here in Jackson County. And then that same year was elected. And of course, in February, it'll be 17 years I've been elected. I've always been motivated, and this was something that I'm very passionate about. And, you know, when you come in to being elected, you never know the full spirit of what you're getting yourself into. But it has been a great career, one I'm very blessed to have, and very grateful to the voters of Jackson County for keeping me in office as long as they have.
Well, that means you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
So can you tell us when ballots will be mailed and when we can start the voting process in Jackson County?
Absolutely. Yesterday was voter registration deadline. And then in Jackson County, our ballots are scheduled to be dropped for mailing this coming Friday, October 18th, at the United States Postal Service right here in Jackson County. Now, because we pre-sort those ballot materials by zip code, they will not go to Portland, is what I've been told with our plan through the USPS. They will be delivered right out of the USPS facility here in Jackson County. So voters in Jackson County may start to see those as early as the very next day, but I would expect most will get those in the early part of the week after, on the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. If by the 25th you have not received your ballot, give us a call, and then we can reissue a replacement ballot, which will automatically inactivate the original ballot materials based on the barcoding, and then we can get you a replacement ballot. But we ask that you wait until the 25th before you get a hold of us. Let the mailing process work.
Very well done. Okay, so now that we've got those important areas covered, can you describe the basics of what Measure 117 is?
You know, I'm not an expert in ranked choice voting, but what we do know is this bill was placed before the voters after it was a bill first, and then the county clerks definitely didn't speak out particularly that we were against ranked choice voting. So we don't want to confuse that we are against or opposed to ranked choice voting. But what we want is a well thought out plan with all stakeholders, including county clerks, advocates, the legislature, and other stakeholders, before putting a bill to the voters. There were a lot of things that we felt as county clerks weren't within this bill that we need clarified. So again, we are not against ranked choice voting. We just want to make sure that the voters out there are aware of what the county clerk's challenges are when it comes to implementing and upending our elections process here in Oregon.
I like that clarification, and we're going to get into those concerns of yours and the challenges in just a moment.
Sure.
But now that we understand what Measure 117 is, ranked choice voting, Sarah, you represent the Equal Vote Coalition. Tell us about your background, the organization, and how long you've been in your current leadership role.
Yeah, so the Equal Vote Coalition is an Oregon-based nonprofit, but we are national, and our focus is on fighting for true equality in the vote itself. So the voting method, how we fill out our ballots, and how we vote shouldn't play favorites. My vote should be just as powerful as yours. And our current system, where you just choose one candidate only, leaves a lot to be desired, especially if there's more than two candidates on the ballot. You can end up with vote splitting, the spoiler effect, where there's real pressure to vote for the lesser evil or vote for who seems more electable on your side. So we do support voting reform more broadly, but we oppose Measure 117 and this version of ranked choice voting specifically for a lot of reasons that are, it's really unfortunate because I think to voters today is we're sorry to be the bearer of bad news. We do want reform, but please wait for the right reform. These are our elections, and we owe it to voters to get this right. And our county clerks are in a tricky position here because it is their job to be more or less neutral here. But Measure 117 has serious consequences for election security and election integrity. It specifically strikes the section of Oregon law that currently requires full local tabulation and reporting of ballot data. So, there are a number of deal breakers, both for the voters, but also for our county clerks. And I think one thing a lot of people don't know about Oregon is that we're looked at as really the gold standard for election integrity by the rest of the country. Yes, we should upgrade, but there are a lot of things we're already getting right, and we don't need to be taking two steps back in order to take one step forward, if that makes sense.
So it does make sense. So I want to get into both of your concerns in just a moment. My guests today are Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker and Sarah Wolk, Executive Director of the Equal Vote Coalition. Both have concerns about Measure 117, also known as ranked choice voting. Sarah, your organization has what is known as star voting. Why should we consider it over ranked choice voting? Can you give me a difference between the two?
Yeah, so the Equal Vote Coalition recommends star voting as the voting reform we think we should be adopting. But we also support something called ranked robin. We support approval voting. So there are a couple different good ways to vote that would yield much more accurate results. And what those better methods all have in common is that they allow voters to show more information on their ballot. Who do you prefer to who? How much or how little do you like the candidates, ideally? And then it counts all that ballot data. So star voting is a 0 to 5 star ballot. It's counted in two rounds, so it really works like a primary and a general election at once. And I'll be brief here on that because it's not on the ballot statewide today. But ranked choice voting, as proposed in Measure 117, you rank the candidates, but then many of those rankings, or in competitive elections, it could even be most of the rankings on your ballot, will never be counted. And that actually is at the root of why it's so difficult to tabulate, why it's not compatible with our best practices for local tabulating of ballots and auditing, and why it really does worse at scale. It'd be one thing if we were just trying to adopt this for something small and local, but to try and adopt ranked choice voting at the statewide level, given that it is ignoring that relevant ballot data in some cases, is really problematic.
Well, in simplistic terms, how would you describe ranked choice voting as it is right now? How would you describe it?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. So with ranked choice voting, you rank your candidates first choice, second choice, third choice, and so on. Usually the number of rankings allowed is capped at 5 or 6. So then votes are tallied in rounds. You add up each voter's first choice vote, and the candidate who's in last place, who has the least number of first choice votes, is eliminated if nobody has a majority. And in that first round, it guarantees a majority winner, like if we had a simple majority right off the bat. But this is where it's often oversold. So you eliminate the last place candidate and reallocate those voters' next choice votes if possible. And that if possible does a lot of heavy lifting in this description, because in every round of elimination from there forward, you may have, or you will likely have, a lot of voters whose votes can't transfer. And some of those are going to be voters who actually did have a relevant second or third or fourth choice candidate who could have won, but their vote, their down ballot rankings weren't counted. And elimination rounds in which you eliminate candidates, but also sometimes voters. And then you declare a winner when one candidate has a majority of remaining ballots, which is quite different from a majority of actual votes cast.
Okay. Chris, go ahead.
To be brief, the issue there is just that, as we've seen in some real-world elections, ranked choice voting can actually eliminate the candidate who is preferred over all others right off the bat. And that's, again, because they're not counting all of the rankings. Sometimes there's a candidate who was actually really strongly and broadly supported, but since you're not looking at all that data, the system can't tell until it's too late.
Okay, I can't get into any examples because we don't have that much time, but Chris, let me turn to you. You belong to the Oregon Association of County Clerks, which has come out publicly voicing concerns about Measure 117. What are those concerns?
Well, yeah, thank you. And, you know, my colleague mentioned, too, a lot of things about the details. So remember, the devil is in the details, and in what is being presented before the voters does really have no details. And as county clerk, we're resilient. We get the job done every single election. That doesn't mean we don't want our voice heard in these processes, because we're the ones that are going to have to implement. And I agree, too, that right now we tally at the local level. For statewide races, for federal races, we tally and send our results to the state for them just to accumulate those together. With ranked choice voting, it's going to take that away from the local level. And for all of those separate rankings for statewide federal races, those are going to have to be tallied at the state level, whether that be, from my understanding, with the actual ballots themselves, but I have an obligation to maintain those materials, or by sending the cast vote records, the CVR files, to the state so that they can continue those secondary rounds that come up until a winner is actually clarified. So huge concern, which was mentioned by my colleague. We also recognize that the legislature actually left those positions off of this measure. So the legislature themselves, who referred this to the people, their races won't even be included on this particular measure that's out there.
Well, all of those rounds of voting, obviously, will require staffing. It requires money. And there's a research study published last year by Reed College. It's titled Oregon County Election Staffing Research. And it says that while Oregon is consistently in the top 10 states in the country for voter turnout, many county elections offices will still remain understaffed and underfunded. So what's the status of the elections office in Jackson County?
Well, that is an absolutely great question, which leads into my next notes that I had made. It's about funding. Right now, we are pleading at the federal level, state level, that we need to have funding of elections. Our costs are skyrocketing. And right now in Oregon, the counties are responsible for paying election costs outside of special elections. And then special districts are the only caveat to that. They are singled out in every election to pay their election costs. I think this is but the first item that needs to be fixed before we go to any other form of voting in Oregon, is how are we going to pay for elections? Because it is ultimately the responsibility of the county to pay election costs for municipalities, cities. Jackson County has 11. The state and federal races and measures.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've just run out of time. Yeah. Thank you both for sharing your perspectives with us on this important issue.
You are welcome.
My guests today were Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker and Sarah Wolk, Executive Director of the Equal Vote Coalition.